Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Kathy the Kimchi episode. I learned about Kathy just through her videos on YouTube. She has some interesting cooking videos, especially the ones about Korean foods that she cooks in her apartment. So that's what stood out, and that's what I enjoyed the most about her episode, was just like her knowledge as far as all these awesome Korean foods and like just Koreatown, and actually the way she talked about like the underbelly of Korean culture in K-Town, the nightlife. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy it.
3, 2, 1, action. You're not supposed to play yet, bro.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Mahalo, bro. My name's Cade Lee. Now you're supposed to play. Go ahead.
Okay, let me do it again.
God, dude. I had a crappy day at the beach. Go ahead. You're being so tubular right now. Gentlemen, content creator, Twitcher, please welcome Kathy the Kimchi, bro! Woo! Oh, go ahead, I can't believe you're here. I had a rough day at the beach. Let's go over here. Oh, man, bro.
Is your back okay?
Yeah, dude, I hit my back on the reef today, bro. Oh, I had a bad day. Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. I dated an Oriental girl once in high school at Huntington High.
What? So why Huntington High?
I can't do it. Right. I can't do it.
I can't. You've lost me. I was like,
can we stop?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. I think of like a little glitter. Okay.
Speak Korean to me a little bit.
No, I say oh.
No, but just say something about them.
Oh.
Just say something about them real quick.
하얀 사람들이네요. 좋아요. 좋아.
하지마.
네.
Oh,
what?
미남이에요.
미남.
잘생겼어.
미남. Yeah. 몇 살?
Which one?
둘 다.
She said both of you guys are handsome.
They don't believe me. They don't believe me at all.
So what's going on? So what's up with your Twitch? Are they coming? Let me see what's up with them.
It's like a chat
what's
going on the left side.
What's up?
Steve.
What's up, Steve? Sup, guys? Love your show. Okay. We're on Twitch, but we're not playing any games, but you play Fortnite, huh?
Mm-hmm. Fortnite is fun.
How'd you get into it?
I actually don't know. I just wanted to play it one time, and then they said it's fun. Yeah. And I have a super addictive personality. Mm-hmm. Once I start something, I kind of have to go overboard with it. Mm-hmm. So what in the world is going on?
This is bad.
I don't know what it is. What is that?
Okay.
Oh, tambe. No, tambe. Oh, it says my shirt says smoking kills.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, do you smoke?
No, I don't. Okay. Probably the only Korean person that doesn't smoke.
Okay, let me ask you something. Why do so many Koreans smoke cigarettes?
I think they're just stressed. Right? What do you think?
They get strokes.
And then your lung is bad. That's it's very foggy over there too. Yeah.
Are you from where do you live at right now?
K-Town.
Yeah. Off top, 5 best Korean restaurants.
Suwon galbi.
Sam.
Jeonwon. House of Jjigae.
Ooh.
That one's good. Jjigae? Mm-hmm. And
House of Jjigae.
And then my last one would have to be...
Agassi?
No, not anymore.
Hey,
I still love y'all.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been my go-to. My last one, I don't know. Hanilgan? Super, yeah. Super's bomb because the fire is the charcoal.
Yeah.
that
you
gives
know
it.
Your stuff.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
What makes good kimchi jjigae? Why are some better than others?
Sesame oil, and some people cook it with meat before to get all that like meat flavor, and then a little bit of MSG. It's gotta change everything.
Okay, I have questions, but I'm just going off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make kimchi jjigae?
Me, I put pork or spam or tamchi. Tamchi is what? Tuna, depending on what I want. I put the meat first, and then I cook it, and then water down, put kimchi in, then garlic, lots of garlic.
Oh,
it's good for your heart.
And you roast it in there?
The kimchi roast in there.
No, garlic. Is it chopped garlic?
No, it's like chopped garlic.
Garlic.
And minced garlic. It's the same shit, right?
What about gochujang?
I don't put gochujang in there. Gochugaru, the flakes.
What is that?
The pepper flakes, the thingy, the
rice,
spray.
The pepper flakes.
Not the paste, the flakes.
Oh, the paste is good. I know that one.
Yeah. Paste makes it a little milky.
Because that one food, it's like growing up, you know, in a Korean household, I never ate it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, I really, really admired the taste. I really cherished the... I mean, that's one food I could eat every day.
Do you still eat a lot of Korean food right now?
I can't afford it, like unlike other people.
I'll take you out to eat.
I could go to the tofu house.
Tofu house? That's probably the cheapest. Uh-huh. Oh my God, Korean food has been getting out.
Is that real kimchi jjigae?
Nah. No, your mom has to make it.
Yeah, your mom has to make it. You know how to make kimbap?
Yes, I do.
Explain to the viewers what kimbap is.
Kimbap is not Korean sushi, guys. It's basically... It's not Korean sushi. I hate it. Not Korean sushi. It's like you put rice and there's no fish in there. Therefore, it's not sushi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you put whatever vegetables you want to put in. Then you roll it.
I went home because my folks are in Gilbert, but my mom showed me there's a roll, like a bamboo roller. Don't you need that to
You can
it
or you don't need to, honestly. It's like if you have like good hands.
Oh, wow.
I'm a woman of many talent.
So were you born and raised in Los Angeles?
No, I wasn't. I was born in Sydney, Australia.
Whoa, you're Australian?
No, I was just born there. And then I moved to Korea right after.
Seoul?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
I kind of get
confused. What were your parents doing in Australia?
My family there, he's a pastor, my uncle.
He is?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then my dad wanted to study, so we just went
there. Oh, wow, you went there.
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. And then how long were you living in Korea?
4 years.
Okay, what were you doing? Like, were you studying out there or what were you doing out there?
Korea, mm-hmm. I was just chilling with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And
Korean food's cheap out there.
Right? Yeah.
It's cheaper, right?
A lot cheaper. No
a
tax.
A lot cheaper.
There's no tax.
Because my brother went to do a Wonder Girls video. My brother went there to do a video. He had an extra plane ticket.
He took you?
Yeah, I met the Wonder Girls. At least two of them. Yeah.
At least the two of them.
So
at least
explain to the viewers who the Wonder Girls are.
Wonder Girls are... Oh, they're not disbanded. I don't know if they are, but they're really popular. And they're like, do you know that dance?
No, what? No, I don't know. Wait, do the dance. I don't know.
I don't know the dance.
Shout
I'm
out
the
Prince
worst
Paul.
Dancer.
Shout out to Prince Paul.
What in
the... Keep going.
It went from Prince Paul to... I was like, what?
Keep going.
I forgot. What was it?
Wonder Girls.
Oh, I can't dance for life.
Okay, but explain to the viewers what it is.
Basically a Korean girl group.
Mm-hmm. You're like the Spice Girls of Korea, right?
Yeah, I'm the worst explainer.
No, it's okay. But they used to be in an early 2000s. Like,
yeah.
When were they like popular?
2000s, right. 2000, I don't even know. 10 years ago for me.
Mm-hmm.
2008, 2007,
mm-hmm.
when I was in elementary.
Do you know a guy named Jay...
JYP.
JYP.
Yeah, the every bead.
I met JYP.
You're so stupid.
Explain to the viewers who JYP is.
JYP is an owner. There's top three entertainment groups in Korea. They have SM, YG, and JYP, and he's one of the top three. He manages all these talents and artists.
JYP is like the Puff Daddy of Korea. Like, he's a talent scout. He does management. And he discovers the talent.
Is that what they call him over there?
I don't know. I'm just throwing
it. Okay.
I don't know if that's what it's called. I'm just throwing it out.
He's very knowledgeable. And I think he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He scares me, though.
Don't you feel kind of bad for those kids?
Oh, yeah.
Because they live in, like, you think they're, like, rich, but they're not.
No, they're not.
Because they get them when they're young, right? And they, like, live in these dorms.
They
get kind of an allowance, kind of, in a way. Mm-hmm. They don't get, like, paid. What do you know this, Bryce?
no phone policy, no dating.
They live in these dorms, right?
Yeah, bunk beds. Yeah. That's what I heard. And then they have to train. It can take like 7-8 years before you debut.
And then once you're on top of your game, the next group is about to surpass. You know, they have the younger kids coming up.
And then when you get older, after you have to be like younger than 13, I think, in order to audition.
God, that must be. Would you?
That
ever,
sounds wrong.
If you grew up there, would you ever be in a group like group?
I wanted to, but not anymore. Yeah.
When?
Younger days, like probably like 10 years ago.
You went to Hangul?
No, I didn't. I would never train.
Oh,
I
never
wanted
tried.
To.
Oh.
My parents were super against that kind of stuff. They're really Christian, holy, like.
Yeah. Are you Christian?
I'm Christian.
Okay.
But I recently started going out to church.
Okay, good. Good for you. So you just kind of like lost interest just through time.
Oh, yeah, I was really forced on church. Mm-hmm. All the Korean, you know, families. Like, they make you go to church every freaking Sundays. And I'm just standing there. I don't know, you know.
I just went for the donuts.
Free food after. That's what I went for, too.
Got Winchell's up in there after.
Free food all the time. It's like a whole meal. Like, all the moms bring all the banchans and a soup.
Well, explain what a banchan is.
Banchan is a side dish of, like, vegetables, or mostly vegetables. And then they're served with, like, rice and soup.
Yeah, so if you guys go to a Korean restaurant, that's what they serve you before you order banchan. So explain what a typical banchan will, like, what's in it.
Kimchi, kakdugi, sesame seeds on any topping. Konnamul, shigumchi, which is, what, spinach?
Mm-hmm. What
potatoes.
Else? I like that.
There's a lot of potato cooking.
Leaf? They have, like, a leaf.
Bok choy? Yeah. Oh, no. There's a perilla leaf. Gennim.
Yeah. I like that.
And then the salted, like, ojinga jjakgal. Do you know what that is?
I love ojinga.
Yeah,
love
it's like salted squid.
Explain to the viewers what ojinga is.
Ojinga is a
squid. This is a
Korean
101, dude.
Why
You're,
am I?
This is KTAL 101. You gotta let them know, man. Because a viewer from Alabama might come out here because of Lil Ray. And they'll be like, you know what? I like Lil Ray. But I also like what they're talking about the Korean food.
Wait.
And Kathy the Kimchi knows their stuff. So
I bet there's no Koreans in Alabama. I don't think so.
Okay. Maybe North Carolina.
Wait, what? I have like Dory. They call me Dory. Sorry.
They do?
My memory is like, what?
Are you having fun?
I'm having so much fun.
I haven't even asked you one single question. we're almost 20 minutes in. It's flying by, huh?
Yeah,
it's flying by. Let's check in with your Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it just froze right there. They see chat, homie.
Is it froze? It froze?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I just started on the streaming, so it's just like getting there.
How long you been doing Twitch?
Recently, but I was on this another app called Livestar.
Yeah.
And then I'd be just hella eating. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of got stressful because I was doing mukbang, the over excessive eating.
What, all Korean
like,
food?
All Korean food. And then I would lay out like a whole freaking food. Mm-hmm. And they would just watch me till I finish.
Wow.
And it kind of grossed me out because they would be like, oh, mix this with this. And
Who's they?
The viewers.
Oh, the viewers.
Yeah, so I would have to put like something in my soup, like put all the banchans in my soup and take a shot or like, you know, they'll give you money.
Yeah. Because
I'm like, I mean, I'm broke. I need to pay rent, entertainment. So I was like, okay, might as well.
You can save a lot of money cooking Korean food at home, right?
I would just went groceries.
Okay, if I wanted to go to the grocery store in Koreatown, what's the best market to go to?
Galleria. It's super fresh. It's on Olympic and Western, but there's a new one in Vermont.
Okay, let me write it down. What is it called?
Galleria Market.
Hold up.
Wait,
I can't spell. Galleria. It's on what street?
Vermont and 4th.
Vermont.
Yeah,
and
it's
4th.
Super.
What
about two different things? You said Olympic and
there's two locations.
Okay.
Olympic and Western's like more
so
older one.
Good?
Vermont 4th.
But then this one's a new one.
This one's good too.
Mm-hmm.
What about California Market?
Oh, that place has really good food, but not that many options of banchans or side dishes.
Oh.
Like, their quality of like vegetables are not that fresh.
What's the easiest Korean food to make? Like, if you were to teach me something to make, and I could be like just making it tonight.
Oh my god.
Kimbap.
Kimbap is actually really hard because you have to stir fry all the vegetables, cut them into like pieces.
Oh.
And I don't
like dakgwang and
dakgwang. Dakgwang. You know how many ingredients go in there too?
No.
A lot.
I like the one with just spam.
What?
Like spam. Yeah. Because they have it at one of the markets.
Oh, just like raw spam?
No, just spam. They put spam inside it.
Oh, wait.
In the kimbap.
I love it. Okay, we're talking about kimbap.
Yeah, kimbap. We're talking about kimbap. Stay with me.
Okay, yeah.
God, I'm getting hungry, dude.
I should have brought food.
I know. You should have brought some kimbap, dude.
I'll bring it next time. Oh, my God.
Okay. Where could I get the best gakdeogi or kimchi, like freshest kimchi?
Myeongdong. Myeongdong gyoja, the kalguksu jip. The naikan noodles, they have the best.
Can you write that
best.
Down real quick?
Yeah.
This is my own thing.
Do you like kalguksu?
I like it all, man.
It's super garlicky, though.
Okay, what's the oxtail soup that I like that?
Oh, seolleongtang.
Oh, seolleongtang.
They say hanbat, but I say seonnondang has better.
The green onions
I put the whole thing in there,
so
the whole chunk of green onions.
There's one spot in Koreatown they specialize in. It. There's a 7-Eleven near it. I think it's by...
Seonnondang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. I used to work at Blue, Cafe Blue.
Oh, right in the corner.
I was a bartender.
How long were you there?
5 years almost.
Yo, shout out to
Maybe
Dumb.
Maybe I should have probably.
Hey, shout out to Dumb Founder.
Shout
out to Dumb. Because Dumb used to hang there.
If you want to see Dumb in K-Town.
Oh, he still goes?
Yeah, just go to Cafe Blue. You will see Dumb Founder there.
Shout out to Dumb. That's his stomping grounds.
We call it. We used to call it headquarters.
Okay.
Because we would just all be like, okay, meet at HQ.
So what's Blue? Is it a bar? Like, it's in the corner in that little strip mall area.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it, an after-hours spot?
No, what? There's no more after-hours in K-Town anymore. Oh, what? Not that many.
Okay.
What?
So it's just a normal bar?
It's a normal bar. Closes at 2. The workers all turned FOB, so that not many English speakers are there anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
But...
Once you left,
I was the people bringer... person, you know what I mean? I'm totally being kidding. That was sarcasm.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're there. How long were you working there for?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. And
wow. You made some tips after.
Oh, yeah. They make great tips.
What
I mean,
the most tips you made in one night?
500-600. Yeah. On a busy night, like Pacquiao fights, we would go up to like 800 a night. That was pretty
tips,
late.
Dude.
But you have to be very accommodating and like... Serving Korean customers are the hardest, especially like old men. They just look at you. They don't even talk to you. Like you're just serving and they just staring at you.
Older men creepy?
Yes.
Like in what way?
Sorry, my answer was...
That was so immediate. In what ways are older Korean businessmen creepy?
They don't talk. They just stare at you. They don't talk. You know, like... So, like, white customers, American customers, they talk to you and they try to have a conversation. I would rather have that. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're just staring and drinking at you. And I'm like, do you guys need something? Huh? Oh, yeah.
How much soju, like, they can just go through bottles.
There's not that much mini soju, but, like, vodka. They order a bottle and they're like, oh, do you want to drink? The only time they ask, do you want to drink? I'm like, no, it's okay. Like,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a good job.
Oh, yeah.
You made that kind of money?
I worked at, like, Escala, Mama Lion, like, all three at once. It was,
Have you heard of House Coffee? H-A-U-S?
That place closed down now.
Yeah, but we had the guy here, the owner.
Oh, I was like, wait.
He was a guest here.
Oh, why?
Because I want him.
Wait.
Why?
Sorry. I'm just curious. Oh, he's your friend?
Chris. Shout out to Chris, right? It's Chris.
Oh.
Yeah.
He has Cafe Concerto too, I think, or I'm not sure.
New spot. Cafe got a new spot.
Concerto.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's big in the. What are you laughing at? Do you respect him? He's big in the Koreatown scene.
Oh.
He's
more Ajashi looking, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Shout out to Chris. How's coffee? Okay. No, you mentioned you having fun, Chemiso?
Oh, Chemiso. Are you Chemiso?
Okay, Chemiso.
This is great.
You like that. Shout out to Hanson's Natural Grape.
Sponsored life. Please sponsor us. Hanson, please.
Right, George, so we need sponsors for the Stevie Weeby Show still. So Hanson's.
We could use a few. You know, it's okay.
We could use Hanson's.
That's great.
You talked about, because he asked about ghost stories. But you said you've gone through sleep paralysis.
Wait, what? Why'd you look at the back of this?
Oh, no, no. Oh, like, don't do that. You're scaring me. Don't do that.
Okay.
No. This is good. We've saged this place.
Okay.
So when did you start experiencing sleep paralysis?
when I party a lot, honestly speaking, like whenever, because I feel like my parents always say they're praying for me, right? Mm-hmm. And when I was partying a lot, I wouldn't sleep for like 3 days or something like that. And then
what were you doing? What kind of
karaokeing nonstop, just coming back to the house, playing games, speed. What is this called? The arm wrestle.
Oh, not the drug speed.
No, the arm wrestle.
Because you said speed, and then there's arm.
It was like
speed. Oh, is that arm wrestling?
No, the game, the car game.
So you're just like just.
We get hella competitive, yeah.
Just activity.
Mm-hmm.
So you're up for 3 days doing that?
Yeah. It was like, it's ended like this year, but we would literally, K-Town party's hard. Have you tried partying in K-Town?
I don't party, no. Is it, they party like for days?
Yeah, there were times we would just literally not sleep. I think my longest was three days.
So there's a whole K-Town culture like that thrives. Like there's like a party culture. Mm, and they do mm-hmm. these activities, they don't sleep.
Yeah, they don't sleep.
And then when did the paralysis, the ghost?
When I don't sleep, and then one time I had it six times, and I just see this like black figure just kind of like choking me. But it's the same dream over and over again. So it's like takes in the same place. I wake up to it, but then I fall back asleep, and then it goes in the same place. It's really, really weird. And I searched the dream thing. There's like a place, it's always in my Korean apartment. Mm-hmm. And it says you just have unfinished business over there. That's what the dream interpretation. But basically it's just choking me, and it's like a huge black figure. And one time, like a few years ago, like I had like, my sister said I was sleeping next to her. And I immediately sit up and I scream, but it was like a demonic scream. Like you watch from a scary movie. And I like stomped out of the room. That's like when yeah. that's I feel like that's when like my, you're like oh what's this girl is like
no, yeah no, I've dealt with that too.
Oh really?
Yeah, growing up in San Diego we lived in a haunted mm-hmm. house. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh God.
On the podcast.
Yeah, did it was, someone die over
no,
there?
No, I was paralyzed too. I couldn't move, and I heard whispering. Like what's going on?
It's so yeah. Mine's just figures for me. It's scary. And
so
like,
did you did you try yelling Jesus?
I have this thing where my mom said. Yesunime poere piro something. It's like in Korean. It's really
is it
long.
Prayer?
It's a little prayer.
What does it mean?
It's like just
Yesunime
poere something about Jesus' blood.
Oh, okay.
And then basically that's supposed to protect you.
But then it works.
Yeah, I mean I wake up to it and
yeah,
then
yeah.
I think I had one recently, but I don't remember. But it scares me. Like I try not to remember it.
Yeah, yeah. And so you mentioned you had a sister.
Yeah, I have a younger sister.
Okay, and has she dealt with this stuff too? Or?
No, she hasn't. She has never gotten it.
So just you?
Just me.
Are you the oldest?
I am the oldest, and I'm the black sheep of the family. Literally, everyone's like in medical field.
So I'm like, I think, I'm not an expert, obviously, but I'm thinking it had to do with maybe you not being sleep deprived as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned that, well, where do you live right now?
K-Town.
But is it an older apartment?
It used to be older buildings. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I moved into a newer one, and I haven't had it yet, so...
Yeah. So, okay, how long were you living in the old one?
1 year each.
So, you move a lot, or...?
Yeah, I moved a lot, because I went from Sydney to Korea to Utah to Texas.
You lived in Utah? What's a Korean person doing in Utah?
That place, yeah, that was... I was the only Korean girl over there, Asian girl.
What was that like? Being a Korean,
I couldn't speak English. Everyone made fun of me though every time, like, cause I can't even have a like a conversation there, and
your
people
English
just
is fine.
It's okay.
What do you mean, George? Is her English fine?
It's pretty good, you know.
Oh come on, you can understand everything she's saying.
Thank you. I think sometimes I think my delivery of speech is like not there yet. Like
what?
It doesn't flow.
Oh, when did you get so good? Like how did you learn English so? Fast.
Oh, when that's when I moved to. Kirby's just like passed out. Like, when I went to Texas, I lived there for 10 years, and again, I was like the only Asian person living out mm-hmm. in Texas, and I only hung out with Hispanics and black people. Mm-hmm. I thought I was black, so mm-hmm. I would say like the N word, and then one time the black kids were like, "Why are you saying that?" But I really thought I was.
But someone checked you, right?
Yeah, I okay, really yeah. thought I. I remember his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to say his name. Is he in Texas still?
I think so. Okay. I haven't talked to any of them.
So you've lived lived in quite a few different spots.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not a military kid, though.
But why were you going traveling so much?
My dad's job. He just, like, wasn't there. Like, he was looking for jobs all the time.
Oh, wow. And then so this is your home now, right?
Yeah, like, I say K-Town is home. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's only been 3 years, though, but...
That's it?
Uh-huh.
So
back in Irvine, yeah.
Oh, you were in Irvine too?
Mm-hmm. I went to high school. Like, I came middle of 10th grade, and then I went to college in SB, Santa Barbara.
What was it like being in Santa Barbara?
I only learned partying, literally.
Because yeah. Asians don't have a good history there.
You really, Steve?
Elliot Roger.
I know, really? That's your one.
You knew it was coming.
Wait, what am I missing out on? What?
The shooter, the half Asian who shot up the sorority.
Is that the Hunger Games guy?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
The
crazy thing is I lived in the apartment right next to it. But I was back in Irvine.
But
so
Isla Vista.
Yes, IV.
Yeah.
IV and DP.
Explain to the viewers what Isla Vista is.
It's a very suburban area where we live off campus of Santa Barbara.
And all the stores and restaurants and
stuff. Yeah, it's changed a lot now, but it's like very oldish kind of white people town.
Yeah. Are there ethnic people out there?
No, not that many either. When I went there, even like the Korean community itself was very small and limited.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of beach culture, a lot of like
what you did over there.
Yeah, yeah. He's from there. Cade's from there.
Okay.
Just
figure that out?
Yeah, Cade, yeah. I haven't seen him.
Kate,
that was your earlier.
Oh my God, I'm so slow. There. Jesus Christ.
How did you get your name Kathy the Kimchi?
My ex's last name was Chi, and my last name is Kim, and I thought I was going to marry him when I was in high school. It sounds so stupid.
He's a Korean guy?
He's a Korean guy.
How did you meet this guy?
I don't remember.
You know,
church band. Sorry. Church praise
church
band.
Yeah,
I was like, how did I meet him?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how long were you guys together and everything?
3 years.
And then what happened?
I snuck out, and my dad was really a strict dad, and he called me, and he just didn't like any of the guys. I had a tracker on my phone. He would have a GPS.
Whoa,
he looked at all the phone statements. You know, back in the days, like Verizon, you can see who you called and texted all online. Mm-hmm. And my dad would just stay on that. So if he was calling, like, he'd memorize a number. And,
did he call any of these dudes back?
No, he just deleted. So my phone was taken away at 7 p.m. every night. Uh-huh. And then he would delete all the text messages. Any of the guy's name, like, yeah.
Bryce, why are you looking so upset, man?
Don't do that to your kids, ever.
Bryce, why are you looking so mad, man?
I had a rough childhood.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like,
Koreans are strict.
Yeah,
were they hard? Because you played great piano.
Oh, thank you.
Were they hard on you with academics and like, with instruments and, like,
yeah, piano, violin, flute. But I wasn't good at studying, never.
Just about how did you meet this guy if your dad deleted all of his text messages? We missed a lot of conversations.
It's, like, long story. So after I got caught sneaking out, then that's when he started, like, memorizing all the numbers. And then
Where's your mom during all this?
Over there, like, same place.
Okay, but your dad was the enforcer?
Yeah, my dad is very, super Korean, like...
Was he overprotective? Was he abusive?
I grew up in an abusive family, so he
Me
was
too.
Very...
Korean father. Yeah. The craziest.
Everything.
Oh, my dad beat my ass down several times.
Oh, yeah, me. I'm probably everything for me, too. I was everything. Physical,
abusive?
Golf clubs. But then me and my dad talked about it, and, like, we didn't talk for, like, 8 years. Good.
Really?
I didn't come home. I was terrified of coming home. But then now we're like a lot better. It started when I was younger, like four. Yeah, when I was 4 years old, I would have to hold up chairs in like the corner, and then I could freely talk about it now. But yeah, so if I got like I couldn't memorize a multiplication, so he made me memorize like the twos, the threes, the fours, right, every night, and I don't like studying, and then I couldn't do it. So basically,
There's something to learn within that. Like if you were to have a family one day, you would what would you do differently?
I wouldn't force anything on anything, like activities, or kind of just be more accepting and guiding. Yeah, supportive.
Yeah.
That's what
No abuse, no hitting.
No. I'm just gonna leave it to my husband. I'm like go take care of this.
There you go.
I'm not dealing with this. Like, go over there. Yeah.
How did you How did you get into doing food? Because I watched some of your food videos. I like them.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. You're the in. And then how do people, how can they watch your videos, like your food vlogs and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, it's, I work for a company called Kugel TV, so I have a segment with them.
Oh.
I like, that's basically started off showcasing, like, unknown Korean restaurants where I really like the traditional taste. My mom's a cook, so she's
okay.
a chef.
Okay.
And I grew up in, like, a very Korean taste bud. Mm-hmm. So, but then you don't get view counts for that, like, people want to see like Korean barbecue,
no,
the corn cheese. That was a
views.
Korean barbecue one because
that's
what people
want
to see.
Oh.
Yeah, but like the things that I was posting, like the little restaurants, like hole in the wall.
Oh, you went to like a tok, like you went to like a spicy tok.
Like, oh like, yeah. I did that with Danny Cho before. Yeah.
So like, how long were you doing? Like, how did you get in? Like, when did you start doing all that?
A year ago actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I started everything pretty recent.
Just boom, you just felt like doing it.
Yeah, I always wanted, I had the urge, but mm-hmm. I was very scared confidence-wise.
Why?
But
I mean, they look like cool. They're cool videos.
No, I couldn't even like talk to you.
Oh.
I wouldn't be like a year ago I wasn't even able to look at the camera. I was shaking. And then, because mm-hmm. I was doing artist training for a little with like a downtown LA
oh.
company, because I was songwriting for K-pop for a little bit.
Oh, like, I want to talk about that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were songwriting?
Yeah,
K-pop?
I was doing songwriting, and because
oh,
I majored in piano, and then I don't know, that confidence lacked there because I was just like, I'm not good enough. So it kind of implemented in my head.
Yeah.
Basically,
and
had
then,
a falling
like,
out with
you,
music.
How did that, when did you start writing like K-pop? Like, you were ghostwriting then?
No, I have one placement, which is Kim Hyun-jung. He's from a group called Double S501. He was in Boys Over Flowers,
oh,
that
okay.
drama too. But basically after that, I just got really lucky. Timing was great.
Yeah,
but
as far as meeting all these people?
Yeah, I started off with collaboration. I do a lot of stage, like volunteering for stage production.
Explain to the viewers what collaboration is.
It's a nonprofit organization where they help Asian Americans kind of like bring out their talents, you know, because the platform is so small out in here,
mm-hmm.
the Hollywood industry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of like kind of just going to, you can do anything you want. You could sing, tell poetry. Mm-hmm. How do you say it? Poetry?
Poetry.
Yeah,
poetry.
That.
Dancing.
Rapping, yeah, anything you want
to
do.
I personally have never gone. But I would have liked to go one day.
Stand up.
I don't know. I mean, I'm in a Korean band, but we're not good enough.
Mangchi,
yeah.
Oh my God, that scared me. Holy
Jesus. Yeah, those
Jesus.
Are my neighbors, yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
So shout out to collaboration. Maybe one day, do they have it annually?
I don't know if a state does it anymore. But.
Sorry,
what scared you so much? Sorry, it's
painting. What's so scary?
This one.
Oh.
That one, like the one with no faces, really scare me.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, those are just stickers. Those are stickers.
It's really. It reminds me of the art show of the David Cho. You know,
he's in the band. I'm in his band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's David
band?
Cho's band, Mangchi. That's David.
Which,
yeah.
Which art show?
He had one in LA where he only handpicked certain amount of people, and they're like all broken people, and he like.
The Cho show.
Yeah, the Cho show.
Yeah.
It was crazy, sorry.
You shouldn't have brought that up.
Why?
Because he never got invited.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't even want to brag, but this is like, it's crazy how it happened. So my ex-boyfriend, he has a lot of anxiety, and then, you know, like Xanax, like he's very addicted, and then he got chosen, and then he was like, you should apply.
Okay, keep going.
And then I applied, and I got chosen for the last show.
Okay.
Like the last show, like I applied 3 days right before it was the last one.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Dave Cho. He changed my life. I want to give a shout out to the Choster. If it wasn't for the DVDSA and Dave Cho, this podcast would not exist. Okay.
Well, thanks for the blanket.
So I always thank him.
Dave at least got me a blanket, so I appreciate that.
I'm scared.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah,
I cried.
They got me
time.
Really good mm-hmm. as soon as I walked in, and then they read your background,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the first thing was about parents, and mm-hmm. it says behind these doors, your parents, one of the people, the group's, one of the person families back there prepared us meal, and a strong feeling. I thought it was my mom,
oh.
And then I was like, oh my God, I started bawling. Like at first when I went up to the yoga thing, the meditating, I'm not into that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of iffy. I was like, oh no, am I going to get myself into like another weird situation? Mm-hmm. But it started everything. When I started going like upstairs, everything, downstairs, it was like changing. I was being more open.
That was a great experience.
Yeah.
So next time Dave has a show, we'll definitely get you. We'll try to get you on board.
He's
okay?
So salty. Oh yeah. No,
he's a great guy.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
You did a post too about Crazy Rich Asians. You were nervous before watching it, right? Didn't you go watch that movie?
Uh-huh.
What'd you think about the movie?
Shout out to Awkwafina.
Shout out to Awkwafina. Still hasn't been on here, but want her on here one day.
Yeah, bring her on here. Yeah. I was reading a lot of mixed reviews. Of course, like the whole Asian American platform is blowing up right now. Mm-hmm. But I think they've been working on it for such a long time. I like it how it's like, she doesn't force it, you know, it just comes naturally to her. She's not like
Awkwafina,
Nora. She's not funny. Like implementing that, like, oh, this is so necessary for Asian Americans to do this right now. It's kind of like she's just like going with the flow and like,
you're talking about the movie,
Everything with the interviews and stuff that she's going on with.
What's the movie about? I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet, dude. I'll
get this guy out of here.
I've been working on my album, man. I've been cooped up. I'm sorry. So shout out to Dr. Ken.
He was funny in there.
Who are the other actors?
Henry Golding.
Henry Golding.
I don't know any of the other ones, mm-hmm. the actors, but they're the first time. Oh, Constance. I didn't watch Constance Fresh Off the Boat either.
What was the last all Asian American cast movie?
I don't know. The Foreigner? Remember? No, it wasn't.
Hold up, dude. Hold up. I got a brain fart.
Is it something Dragon? No, that's a company.
Joy Luck Club.
Yes. That's what everyone was posting.
That was back in the day, dude.
How old is that movie? Like, I born?
I don't remember.
What was it about? Martial arts?
I don't even remember. It's been that long. I don't remember. When I think of Asian actors, like, I still think of Long Duk Dong.
Say what?
16 Candles. Jet Li. A Short Round from Temple of Doom.
Just
a stereotypical.
No idea.
Oh, really?
No.
You haven't seen these movies? Oh, this is like in the 80s. You guys seen these movies? You haven't seen 16 Candles? Oh,
that one, sounds scary.
You haven't seen... What about Jason, the Dragon, the Bruce Lee movie?
No, I haven't seen any Bruce Lee movies.
Okay, we gotta go. Is it fun?
Sorry. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the future of Asian culture and Asians in entertainment? Like, what would you like to see?
Just consistency. I hope this doesn't die out. Like, you know, like those artists, like really kind of making one song, one mm-hmm. hit. What is that term?
When hit wonders.
Yeah. I just hope it's like a continuing process, and like people are able to like reach out more, like more. Showing, I don't know. Like,
would you like to see more Asian American writers and directors, people more in charge of like behind the scenes and stuff?
Yeah,
like they have more control.
Yeah, I wish so. Is that a big thing over there too?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know any Asian writers except Indian people.
Justin Chan. Justin Chan.
Oh,
he was here.
I was just in
Shout
his movie.
To Justin. Oh,
Miss
are?
Purple.
You were in the movie? Yeah. Let's talk about it. So shout out to Justin. He did Gook. He directed.
Yeah.
Directed Gook. You're in the movie.
I'm in the movie.
The new one. What's it called?
Miss Purple.
Miss Purple. What's it about?
It's a girl who has a dad that's so family's like all broken relationship, and then the brother, and basically, I'm just gonna say to that, but you just find that it's like just kind of mending their relationship, but.
Did you audition for that? I did audition. How many auditions did you have to go through?
He just called me. It was like a really... So I got lucky too because I know people in the production team.
Yeah.
And he said my personality came off too bubbly and strong for the role. Mm-hmm. But the storyline itself was like my life. Exactly. Wow. It was crazy.
What's the storyline again?
Just family. Broken family relationships. And like the dad has like... cancer and he's sick. And then, yeah, now she has to take this girl, she daughter has to take care of the brother, but the brother doesn't even talk to the sister at all. And dad's dying, and, you know, she's just kind of figuring out life as it is. Oh, going tough. Through, like, Tomi stuff. Like, that's how K-Town, he kind of shows a lot of K-Town in that movie. Wow. Yeah.
So you experienced that in your real life?
Mm.
Like, you, a family member had cancer or something?
Not that, but abusive. And is then
your dad?
Yeah, and then I've been sexually assaulted before. So that role I played, I was in a karaoke scene. And then I did my own stunts. I was
so
proud.
So you were assaulted in real life?
Yeah, I was.
Wait, in K-Town?
K-Town.
At that bar, at the club?
No, not at Blue.
I mean, you don't have the time. I mean, if you want
to. I mean, it's like past. I feel like now it's like I just accept it and move on and learn from it.
Like, he attacked you on the street?
No, I needed money, so I got into Domi thing when I...
What's Domi? What is
karaoke
that?
Girls.
Okay, so like, the viewers don't know that.
Yeah.
So explain, a Domi thing?
It's like a huge thing now in K-Town. In Korea, too.
In they're karaoke girls?
Yeah, so they drive you in a minivan, you pull up, you go into the rooms, and basically these guys in the room, they're all like older or like rich Chinese guys. They see you. And then they, like, take you in if they're interested. If you're, like, you don't even say anything. The girls just line up in, like, five. And then they're, like, okay,
they're wearing,
no.
Like, prom dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen
them outside Augustine. Oh, that Norebang next to it. That they
I
have the dope meme.
What that was. I'm, like, what is going on there?
They all roll up in a minivan. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I'm telling you. It's, like, these out of nowhere, you'll see just a bunch of these girls in, like, prom dresses. Yeah. And they'll get in. It's shady looking.
It's very
it looks
shady.
It's
so sus.
So they'll get in these minivans, and then, like, I've been with Bob, and we're like, what is going on? So that's what it is?
It's what it is. Karaoke girls. And
so
then
they
pay you.
So they just want to sing
karaoke? Karaoke, drink with them, and basically you're just, like, accompanying them.
And they pay money for that?
Yeah, it was, like, I think from my memory, this was, like, 6 years ago, wow, it's been around for a long time then. $200 an hour?
Just to chill with these older Chinese dudes?
Yeah, those older guys. And then basically, like, yeah, and then stuff happened. He was basically forcing me to, like, yeah, it was just, like, crazy.
Do weird stuff.
Yeah, and then...
Were you in the karaoke room, like, singing?
I just sit down. I don't, like, sing or anything. They just, like, sit down and they make you drink and then they're talking to you. But then
so
some girls go overboard.
Drink?
Yeah, they make you drink. And then, you know, that kind of leads to trouble for, like, Koreans. Everyone's very mad and angry. And then, like, what is it? Prideful.
So there's this, like, uncut, mysterious world in Koreatown where Chinese businessmen go to these places.
Yeah.
And they get girls to, like, drink with them and sing songs.
Because they have money. They think they're all and so entitled. And then they think they can use these girls. I've seen...
They're not Korean men. They're Chinese men.
There's mostly Chinese or Korean. There's Korean ajushis, like, ajushis, older guy. Yeah.
What do you guys think about this, man? This is crazy.
It's a huge thing right now. There's male domis, too. They roll up in a minivan. It's not just girls. There's males. So the older people, like older wives that are getting cheated on by their husbands, they have like another separate karaoke bar for male domis, male accompaniment. And then domi means helper in Korean.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was coming out. I went to Yogurtland.
How much they paid for
that? Probably. I heard male domis get paid more.
And what do I got to do with these older Korean
You drink
women?
With them and I don't
I
know.
I don't drink. Absolutely not.
Just entertain them. Like, honestly, if you're
just juggle
you're a good talker, just apply for it. I know, I'm just kidding. Don't apply for it. Craigslist.
Can these guys be domies?
Sorry. Yeah. I think they would. Yeah. Sorry, I was like...
Hold up, this is crazy. This is a crazy episode.
I think they only hire Korean male domis.
This is crazy.
And then,
this is like the underbelly of
K-Town.
Koreatown that no one talks about, and you're bringing it to light.
All right. There's
so what does domi, what's the translation? What does domi mean?
Domi in Korean means helper.
Whoa. It means helper, dude.
Yeah. Find it on Craigslist.
So I'm sure that since something bad happened, this is going on right now.
Yeah.
In Koreatown. Mm-hmm. And there's secret, like, drop-off spots.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I knew that.
And then they run to like what after hours too. If you like know the people of the owners, then you know like so after 2 o'clock you can't go anywhere in K-Town unless you have connections. If you want to go into a karaoke bar, you better know like the owner or like the servers over there. And then
check the receipts. But didn't you say like 30 minutes ago say there weren't any more after hours places?
Whoa. Yeah, for those people with connections. And if you have money, just you know.
So if you have tone.
Yeah, money.
Money speaks.
It's so sad.
How the hell does? How did you even get involved with this culture, like the Domi, the whole system? Like
I was just a college kid that came out to LA and I got into the entertainment industry and I really needed money. Like I couldn't even like get food. I was living off like
you're
Subway.
Struggling.
Yeah.
You're hustling, yeah.
And then I saw this post on Facebook, and it says, "Oh, you make a lot of money looking for girls." Just you know, like I didn't think of. I was so naive and young, so I just took it and. Just at first it was like okay I can do this for a little bit, then it started being a little bit more aggressive, let's say the guys, because they're drinking and they would just pull on you or they'd make you like I seen girls do push-ups on the floor to get into the room, so like yeah, or
that's,
jumping jacks,
dude, that's demoralizing, man.
Yeah,
they make you do that. So these a lot of these Chinese dudes need to they need to go to jail.
I mean, I wish I could put all of them in jail. Yeah, but
well, they're right, Joel? I mean, they're doing
they're assholes.
Stuff
yeah,
that are like they're not cool.
I just don't like how they feel like they think they're so entitled because they have so much money.
How does the LAPD not know about this whole thing?
Oh, so if LAPD does come through,
yeah,
everything's free, and then
so they blame the cops.
So
dude, what do you think about this? This is crazy, dude.
Burn a lot.
Yeah.
They bribe the cops. Free food.
Like, basically nothing. Everyone just evacuates and then everything, like, the whole thing will be free. And then the business people, you know, that's, like, a lot of money. Bottles go for, like, $300 a night, I think. Like, one bottle.
Wow.
Karaoke rooms start at $40, $50 after hours.
So is there like a mafia involved or is there like gang activity involved as well?
I think a lot of gang activities don't exist anymore in K-Town.
Okay. This is mostly just rich Chinese guys.
Yeah, or like older older Korean guys with, you know, like coming out for like business stuff.
Is it like a secret society?
No, I don't think so. It's a lot more open now.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
So all the Ajushis, which are like older Korean dudes, right?
Yeah.
So all the older Korean dudes, they're like homies with each other. And
yeah,
they
just
roll out together.
They roll out and then they eat dinner or they pregame at Blue or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they head out to recital. Am I allowed to name drop these places?
No, yeah, that's fine. You're revealing a lot. I'm like, yeah, you're putting the light on it.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I go there just to have fun. Like, I would go there with my boyfriend and then this girl just comes in out of nowhere and she's like, Hennessy! And I'm like, we're just like, what in the world?
Hennessy?
Yeah, because she was in this dress. Oh, one time I ran into a friend in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she was working, obviously. And then I was so stunned. I was like, you're working? And then it was very awkward.
Oh, wow.
Silence. Yeah. Turtle.
God, so these girls are, it doesn't seem like a happy life, them doing this stuff.
Yeah? And they're, whatchamacallit, the people from out of country, like Russian girls. Visa. They're on visa. And then, like, yeah, they...
So they get wrapped up in this too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of, like, Russian girls, like, foreign girls. And then they place them into a home somewhere in K-Town. All these girls.
So they're like slaves.
Is it considered slaves? But
no, I mean,
they get... Yeah, basically, they do it because they need
this,
money.
So they're forced to get drunk with these older Chinese guys and sing. Well, they're not really singing.
Some girls actually do enjoy it. Like,
oh,
I've seen some girls enjoy it, but some of the girls with, like, more pride and, like, moral, I think, they kind of more taken back, like, from this whole situation.
Hey, man, I'm glad you broke free from that world, man. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but how did you eventually get out of that life?
Because
after you got assaulted by one of these older
dudes,
how did you get out of that life?
Man, it took me a while. I struggled so hard. I fell into like heavy partying after that because I couldn't deal with it or face the whole reality of it.
Yeah, of what happened.
Yeah, and I couldn't. I was hiding it.
On
That's board. One thing I regret doing. So I was just crying after, and I would call my sister, and I remember they drove me down. The Teddy. Teddy's like a taxi service where they drive your car. If you drink too much, they drive your car and then you pay them like $50 to get to wherever you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're Ubers and crazy.
Yeah, but they drive your car, and then they have somebody else driving their car so they can get back up to
There's some weird activity going on in
It's K-Town. So, yeah. When I saw the male domies, I was just like, what?
In what do they look like? Are they like...
Bob, like, they look like K-pop models? Stars. They look...
Man, I just got to grow my hair out a little bit. Get
that hot, just wear that wig.
Hard part fade.
Just draw the eyebrows.
What's the eye operation?
Oh, yeah, I can put the Singapore, the tape on there for you, too.
I'll never do that.
Eyeliner, some eyeshadow.
Hell no. So you saw the male dudes and you're like, what's the world? Oh, what do you think about this, Bryce? This is a crazy world we're in Koreatown.
I have no idea.
It's crazy. It's grown a lot more from when I was like, I've worked in there. I only worked there for like a week.
Yeah. Okay. So thank God you're out of that.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
But
did you tell your mom and dad? Did you tell any family about
my sister?
And you told her don't tell
anyone. Yeah, I mean, I can't tell my parents; they will rip my head off. Or
what if
like,
what if they watch this episode?
No, my dad won't even understand anything. He's like, what? But no.
Wow, this is so interesting. I mean, that's crazy. I didn't even know that happened. I'm so. I mean, are you going through therapy to deal with that post PTSD?
Oh, yeah.
That's some post-traumatic stuff that happened to you.
I was still in college, and then I went to a psychiatrist, but I was like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm not going to talk to them, like, because I was so young. And then I was like, I'm going to deal with myself. But somehow I was able to, like, control it a lot more. Because I have, like, seasonal depression where, like, it hits me. Like, I think about it too much. But I'm a lot better. Like, I think it's maturity and age. Getting old. But,
well, dude, you're in a different spot right now. You know, you're doing your own.
Are we high-fiving?
You're twitching now. You're vlogging. You're content creating. And you're not doing that.
Yeah, it makes me happy doing this.
Thank God for that. You know? Shout out to Hananim.
Mahalo. Hananim. Oh, yeah, God.
What are you guys' reaction to the stuff we were just talking about?
Have you guys ever heard of domies? Ever?
Oh, the underbelly of Koreatown, dog.
No.
Huh?
Would you ever
heard
do
this
it?
Stuff?
No.
There needs to be a movie.
That's why Justin is showing Miss Purple because he has the domie thing in there.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Justin. Yeah. Hey, that's a homie. He was here, you know?
So.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Super helpful.
It's a small world that you're working on his movie.
Yeah. All fell on my lap. I'm so thankful. Like, literally.
So when can how often do you Twitch, and like what's your handle on Twitch so my viewers can get on your Twitch and everything?
Yeah, my handle is Kathy Okinchi with the C that way. And then
should we do a few shout outs to Tony K Films?
Shout out to Tony K Films.
Okay, and then how
does Integra 5/21 Brutal Mellow.
I can't memorize all these seasons.
Hey, what's your Instagram handle for the viewers?
Oh, Instagram handle Kathy the Kimchi with the C. It's everything Kathy the Kimchi. So
what about your Facebook?
Oh, it's Kathy Kim Music because that's just old.
Okay.
But
and then any other handles you wanted to promote?
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time? We got a lot of packages to open. Yeah, we got a lot. So, Chemiso? You had fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So you're just gonna help me open this. I don't want to guess what's in all these. So you're just gonna open all these with me.
Why are we opening packages though?
Okay, so these packages. if you want to mail anything, if you're a fan of the Stevie Weeby show,
Steve has to guess what it is. Let's
have a PO box for the show, so fans can mail in stuff.
Okay.
Letters.
How long
shirts.
Has it been since you checked the PO box, Steve?
I just checked last week. I mean,
previous to this,
it was a while. That's why they piled up. So if you
Roberto's been messaging me on Instagram.
Okay, we're gonna open up his package, George. Okay,
month and a half.
We're gonna open up his package, George.
My package is.
I want to give the PO box. Can I say what the PO box is, George? Thank you, Bryce. Can you
grab a hold of
George? If you want to send anything to the show, please send it. Please send.
It's not your show.
Please send letters, shirts, whatever you want to send, stickers to the Stevie Weeby Show, 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Okay, with that being said.
You son of a gun.
What's a P.O. Box?
So this is, I think it's a heartfelt letter. I think that one's a heartfelt letter. Heartfelt letter.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is like a very
Can we read some of this?
Hey, Steve.
Okay, let's see who it is for.
Oh, sorry.
It's Tristan Kirschbaum. Okay. Okay. Shout out to Tristan. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, been a fan for a while since I can't read DVD ASA days. I love everything with your music and show. Keep up the amazing work.
Yeah.
4K?
Mm-hmm. TK. Tristan, whatever.
Dude, I love the stickers. Well, I'm going to put this up. It'll be up here, okay?
I think he drew these.
Yeah, I know. Hand-drawn stickers, dude. Thank you. I love you, brother.
Okay, heartfelt stickers.
Yeah, heartfelt stickers. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
Wow. Awesome. It's crazy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
My whole world's falling apart.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You know what?
Okay. Oh.
Cade will take care of that. Cade will take care of it. Yeah, just let it drop. Just let it drop.
Earthquake.
Show me so.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's from James Adam Mac. Okay.
Everyone has very interesting handwriting. Like, no. It's like, I feel like it's another artwork.
I feel like there's a CD in there.
There is. From Adam.
Oh. All right. So this is a great packaging. It's a group called Recess.
This is a heartfelt letter. Look at this.
Recess. 16 bangers on here. Okay, so I'll definitely check it. Thank you, brother. It's called Recess, okay? I'll read it.
This is definitely written from that word. There's like a little...
You can read it. You're the guest. You're the guest.
Hi, Steve. Oh, sorry, Steve. Yeah. I'm a big fan of your show. You have such awesome guests. Yeah. My band, Captive Agents, just released a new album, Recess. It is feel-good golden age hip-hop joint.
Okay.
They want to collaborate.
Okay, I'm down. I'll give it a listen and we'll see what's up. And that's it? Oh, and
you
then they
shout
gave
them
their band camps, SoundClouds. Okay, James Adamiak. Love you, James. I'll definitely give it a listen. Okay, brother? I love it. And this is great packaging. What do you think about this cover?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Put this back in here.
Okay. All right, 3 of 10.
Okay, this one's from...
3 of 10. Jesus.
George, I don't know who this is from. Can you see?
Well, I covered it so we wouldn't be giving away everybody's addresses.
Okay.
But this is from Custom Ink. Custom Ink. What do you think it is, Steve?
A T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Damn.
I was like, right on.
Let's guess the artwork.
Never mind.
What type of artwork?
Maybe a cowboy.
Okay, let's see if it's a cowboy.
All right.
Steve is 1 for 2 so far.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought it was a cowboy for a second.
I thought it was a cowboy.
Wow.
It's Bruce Lee, dude. Oh, that is sick.
This is dope.
That is dope.
I like the colors.
Look at this, Bryce.
That's sick, man. Yeah, put it on.
I will. Okay, hold on, give me a sec.
Can you read
what's in there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. There's an order.
Okay.
Order number one.
Oh, order.
Guys, it's a...
Ooh. Big fan. Hope you need a shirt. I printed this from a painting I did of Bruce Lee. Oh, wow. Nice. Let me know if you need a different size. My art site is viciousswirl.com. If you want to give me a shout out, Ian Chen. Ian, this is a dope ass shirt.
I love it.
Damn.
You gonna give him a shout out?
I love. Yeah. What's his name?
Ian.
Ian. What's it? What is it?
Yikes.
Ian. Where is it? Where is it? Ian.
Wait. Oh, I was looking for. Where is it?
Oh, Ian Chen.
Usually, where names go.
Ian Chen, I love you, brother. I love you, brother. I'm gonna wear this joint. I love it.
All right.
Ian Chen is my brother. Right, okay.
Steve, 1 for 3 for guesses.
Okay. I was close. You thought I was a cowboy,
yeah.
too.
What? Cowboy. Oh, feel it. Touch it. I think it's a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me say.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys.
Maybe you're like beating me to the punch every time. I think it's a pillow.
Let Kathy open it. Well, okay,
hold on, I'm going to make it easy.
Kirby, what is it?
I think it's a book.
Oh,
okay, what type of book then?
Oh, sorry.
A journal?
You cheater.
Oh, English Korean. Oh! English Korean.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is going to help my Hanguk.
Oh, wow. Dictionary?
Read a couple things. Help me enunciate.
Yes.
Yeah. Read
package.
A couple.
Package.
Well, how do you say that?
다발. I would like to send this squiggly line to New York.
Okay, you say it.
이 소포를 뉴욕에 붙이고 싶습니다.
Jeez, I
소포, package. Yeah. Korean word of the day.
You gotta maybe give some Korean lessons. I need it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Steve, I laugh a lot with your show. Thoughts of you with these two things. Todd. I love you, Todd. And
what's the second thing?
I want it. Todd Williams.
Ooh.
Oh, my
wow.
God. What is that?
What is that? It's like a old
oh, wow.
Egyptian. Oh, it's a notebook. I want it.
It's a notebook.
Please send it over for me, too. Just
Todd
kidding.
Todd Williams. You came through, brother. Look at that.
It's a Boss cover.
Yeah, dude.
Feel it. It feels nice.
Todd Williams is my friend. Love you, Todd.
Right. Okay, I'll give you 2 for 4 on that one, Steve.
All right, 2 for 4. I'm putting this up here.
Oh.
Okay. You having fun? We got more to go, dude. We got some
all
fans
right.
here.
4 okay. out of 4.
Do not
10.
Bend.
Don't bend.
Do not bend. What does that mean?
Don't
that
bend.
Means...
Don't bend? Well, let's see. I'm you know curious what happens if you bend it.
I already know what this is.
You know it has an easy open right here. You just pull
that's
it.
That's why
and
you're
it...
here.
Fail.
That's why you're here, brother.
Don't look at it, Steve.
I've got, it's really rare art.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, this is
it's
pressure.
Rare, it's rare art.
Oh.
What did I say?
Oh, my God. More. Oh, there's a note behind it.
It's Vitor Belfort. Yeah, this is the print of Vitor Belfort. I hope you dig it. Mike. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I have Mike stuff. Mike Stefanski. Love you, Mike. I love Vitor. I'm a big...
Okay, you're 3 out of 5, Steve. You're
all right.
3 out of 5.
I've watched his old fights. Yeah, okay, so shout out to Mike again. I love
you're
Vitor.
Back, you're back ahead.
Okay. Chimiso?
Chimiso.
Okay. Back in this one. No cheating, Steve. Don't look in this one.
Okay, hold up.
It's crazy.
Dude, this is some rare art, dude.
Mr.
Oh, you just won on that one, so you're going to say the same thing again.
No, it is. Watch. You'll see.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Cutting rare art.
Careful. Some rare art, dude.
Oh, my God. I thought it was like a airplane ticket.
Oh, it's Little Ray. Okay, I got to read it. Oh, dude.
That's sick. Wow.
Okay, I guess that is rare. Okay,
it's rare art, dude.
Yeah, I
it's
okay,
rare
I was...
art, right, Bryce? It's rare art, dude. Look at it, dude.
Dude, he even put
Look
Little Ray on his
it,
dope.
Dude. Yeah, hold up. Let's read it. This is going to be dope. Oh, how about you read? You're the guest.
All right, yeah, Stevie yeah. Weeby Show. Your show is just amazing. Love the honesty and the people you got on the slow are somewhat on your slow are some awesome souls. You bring love and light to the world that sometimes seems like a bit gray, if you ask me. Much love from Denmark.
Denmark is I, we
wow.
have fans in Denmark.
Holy shit.
Shout out to Denmark. What's his name?
One Love.
One Love. Oh, his name's not One Love. His name's Large. His Instagram's Large Mint Art.
We are struggles.
Yeah, it says Nyx Productions, aka Large Mint Art, hip hop producer and art. I want to hear your music, man. So holler at me, Large Mint Art. Holler at me on Instagram. Okay, I love it. I'm gonna put this up. This is a
right.
special letter.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great stuff, huh? And what I wonder what this is.
I wonder what that is.
It's a record.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I see the size, the dimensions.
Okay, let me read it out. This is from my man, Zach Miller. Hey, Stevie, I have too many records. Here's a... He says what it is. Here's a double of a legendary Asian ska band I like. A CD download code and some other stuff. Love the show. Keep it up. Zach Miller. Love you, Zach. So it's a Asian ska band. I want to check it out.
What's an Asia ska band?
It's a band in Asia that does ska music. Which is like Madness and the Selector and the Specials and the English
No
beat.
Doubt.
Yeah, no.
Real Big Fish.
What do you call No Doubt ska?
Would you call them not ska?
I don't know. I think it's
ska. Third wave ska, dog.
Okay, so it's a different wave. When I think of ska, I think of English.
Oh,
English bands.
Bob now,
no,
you know,
well, no. The
only
Specials.
First wave.
The Specials.
Yeah, first wave.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen the Specials in concert?
Never.
Okay. I've seen them once.
Okay.
So.
Okay, this is great.
Ooh.
Whoa. Look at this.
Wow. Wow. I want presents like this. This is so unfair.
You need a PO box.
Asian Man Records.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, this sticker's
going
up.
Oh, we need to get the guy from Asian Man Records on this show sometime.
Yeah, well, what's up, man? Have you reached out to him? So, hey, what's his name? The owner of Asian Man Records. The owner of Asian Man Records. Please holler at me at my Instagram, QUANGOU. The owner of Asian Man Records, okay? Okay,
or
shout out to the
hit
queers.
Him up on Instagram and tell him he should do the show,
yeah.
Guys.
This is great. Look, Asian Man Records, Monkey Bananarchy. So they put out this label put out this album
called,
which is the ska band, right?
Whole club,
yeah.
Album
cool, thank you.
Crazy.
Thank you for putting that up. And, ooh, look at this.
A thing where the spinning thing.
You gave me this crazy dice.
Yeah.
Is it like.
Whoa. I think you put like. I don't know.
What
actually, I'm making
Have
shit
you seen
up
this?
Now.
No, that's a.
It's crazy looking.
Oh.
Okay, this is why. Okay, so this is the downloadable code. And then I want
to
show you. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
It looks like a mix of the gray.
No, it's crazy.
Look at this. Look at this. Halloween's coming, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Halloween's coming, bro. Not scary for him, bro. Okay? Look at this. Look at this, man. This is rare, I bet, huh? Asian Man Records again.
Just like screws.
So, dude, look at this. How do you say it? Kemri?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you tell me, dude.
Kemri, look at this. How cool is that record? Asian Man Records. Kemri.
That's crazy.
Ska band. Check them out, okay? Thank you so much.
Asian Man Records.
That was Zach, right? I gave him a shout, right? I gave Zach a shout, right? Okay. Now, we're almost done. It keeps going. Shirt. It's a shirt.
Tear it open.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look at all the music I got.
This is so awesome. Oh, here.
Hey, what's the design on the shirt before looking at it?
It's a cowboy, dude. It's got to be a cowboy.
Oh.
It's got to be a cowboy.
This is nice.
Whoa, it has a pocket, too. Look at it, Kirby. What does it say in there? Thank you.
Oh,
look
this
at this. FFK. FFK. Look at this. It has like a cigarette.
We got a note. We got a note, Steve.
Got
cool
a note.
Thank you, brother.
Dear Stevie, Weeby. Sorry. Love your insights of life and hilarious stories. Included is a shirt that will suit you well. FFK is my art company, and we are trying to do it big.
FFK.
Trying hard, Joe. Broke as fuck. Shout out. I'm listening to your story right now about losing your virginity. Cracking up. Anywho, big fan. Keep and everything we've been told. Skating is a lie. Don't go to the white light. Don't go to the white light.
Yeah, don't go to the light. It's a light trap. The archons will trick you to be reincarnated back into this life cycle.
Wow.
So, dude, thank you, brother. What's his name? His
FFK,
name. FFK. So, FFK clothing,
FFK.
Dude.
Yeah.
Support that, okay? Support it to the max, okay? Now, this is the last one.
All right,
okay,
that's huge.
Here we go.
It's an umbrella. It's a vase. Is it glass?
Skateboard, dude. Skateboard.
Oh man, I think Steve's got this one. I think he's gonna.
No, I don't know.
Curry, so curious. Hey.
Curry was so well behaved today.
Hey.
Taking for a walk today, Steve?
It's a skateboard!
Oh,
it's a skateboard.
Your scissors, be careful. Okay. I was like, holy.
It's a skateboard.
Wow. Number 5 of 10 in limited edition.
It's a limited edition.
How do you know?
Thank you. Well, look at it. I don't even know what company this is, but it's
Albert Reyes.
Oh, it's Dripped Out Company. Thank you so much, brother. Dripped Out Company. This is definitely going on the wall next to the Dead Kennedy skateboard. Amazing. Oh my God. I'm going to read the Look at it.
Is there a note?
Let me see.
Yeah,
there's, I think there's a note in.
Oh, there's more.
Dripped Out Company.
Ooh.
Yeah, this guy's rad.
Yeah, he's rad.
There's another one.
Is there a letter? Oh, there's more stuff in here. Oh, another shirt. Ooh. And a letter.
Put it on. Put them all on.
Okay. You want to read?
Yeah, their handwritings are crazy awesome.
Put the shirt on, Steve. Put the shirt on.
I got too many on right now.
No, you can't. Disrespectful. If you don't put it on, it's disrespectful.
Well, you want to put this one on first?
Well, put the green one on first. Show the green one, then put the white
one.
Let's go in order of sizes.
Hey, Steve Lee, just wanted to thank you for your show and send you and yours some gifts as appreciation for what
you
do.
Thank you so much, brother.
If you ever want to check out my haunt, hit me up. Thank you. P.S. The skate deck is dripped outpins.etsy.com.
Hell yeah.
Instead of Albert Reyes.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at that. And then I got this. Wore this one over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you wearing like 4 shirts?
I wear 4 shirts. You know? If you didn't want to wear 4 shirts, Steve, maybe check your P.O. box a little more often.
All right. Oh, wait. You already had the hat on.
Yeah. And then what's that?
Oh, this. Sorry. Almost there. Oh,
jeez, Kathy!
I got
is this
too
the
excited.
Most fun you've had on a? Is this the most fun you've had on a podcast?
Okay. Hella fun okay. Here! Oh, look at this,
Stevie!
Oh, wow!
I love this. Look at that. He did it on the back of a nursery treasure book, baby book cover.
Oh, this too, like a
wow,
book.
Wow, that's amazing. This is amazing stuff, man. I love it.
Wow.
God dang. So this is Albert Reyes. He came through, brother. Came through. We love you here at the Stevie Weeby Show. Oh, my God. I didn't even know whether to skate that board or just... It looks like art, right? Just it's like a collectible.
It's like started on the
I'm so stunned.
So with that, do you have fun, chemiso, or what?
Yes, super jimmies. Super. So,
with that being said, and then how's your... what are they saying on your feed there?
I can't see.
Okay. With that being said, thanks for joining. Did we miss? Oh, hold up. No. Thank God I caught myself because I have to do some shouts.
Oh, shout out.
Okay, so thank out. First of all, thanks for everyone who sent the packages and beautiful gifts to the Stevie Weeby Show. Okay. Got to give a shout out to my new Patreons, Oscar Espinoza, Daniel Theo, and Chris Wu. Okay. shout out to the people who... bought my music, Matthias Ingvoldstad, Zachary Edgar, Sang Hong, Joseph Ong. That's Korean.
No, oh, yeah, definitely.
That's my Korean brother.
Definitely.
Yeah, Sang Hong, Joseph Ong bought all my albums on Bandcamp.
Oh,
I
wow.
have like 12 albums. He bought every single album. So be like Joseph Ong. Be like Sang Hong, Joseph Ong, and buy all those damn albums.
Or just email him and he'll send them for free.
StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Be like... Ong,
oh,
okay? If you want to become a Patreon, go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby and make that pledge, brother and sisters. Collage of the Mirage LP is being mixed and mastered as we speak at with Eddie Kim. Audio Kim is...
Where, and you're going to release all
I'm going to release... Yeah, I'm going to release... Every, yeah.
I'm gonna remix it.
I will, George. And okay. Then I haven't decided whether
and
I'm going to...
If he forgets, remind him, because that's a good idea, huh?
I love him, though. I need him. I haven't decided whether I'm going to make tapes, CDs, or records. I don't know if I could afford vinyl, but I'm definitely going to do tapes or CDs. Okay? Please join my girl's Instagram at twobunnies, twobunnies. And then please, if you want to follow the Stevie Weeby Show, follow me on
at Instagram/QUANGOU. With that being said, Pound.
Oh, Pound.
It's time for a Lil Ray's World.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
The Little Ray's World. Hee-haw!
Beep, beep. What the hell's up there in that red, red sky? Looks like a goddamn cloud, huh, Beep? Beep. Hey! Mr. Cloud, what's your name? Your name was Mao, and you were a karate student. Is that correct? How'd you end up being a cloud, man? You disrespected your sensei in the dojo. And he karate kicked you up into the clouds and you died and became a cloud. Is that correct? Well, I can't lie to you. You do look really beautiful up there. And you could always hang around with me and Beep being that cloud in that red sky. And me and Beep wrote a song about you. It goes like this, Mao.
This one's called Mao the Cloud, man.
Join us in 2 weeks for another episode of Little Ray's World, man. Woo!
And join us next week for another Stevie Weeby show and keep sending those packages. I'm sure Steve will keep on checking the P.O. box.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.